Hello everyone, Zaid from Zsecurity here, and in today's video, I'm gonna show you how to build your own insanely fast VPN using WireGuard, so you can protect your privacy, change or hide your location, and bypass censorship. But before we do that, I would really appreciate it if you like the video and share it with friends so you can support us and help us grow. And if you're interested in ethical hacking, bug bounty, or cybersecurity in general, then make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified every time we upload new content like this. About 3 years ago, I made a video showing you how to create your own VPN server using OpenVPN, but now this method is kind of old and slow. So today I'm showing you how to build your own VPN server using WireGuard, which is simpler and much, much, much faster, and you'll see in a minute. In that video, I also explained the benefits of using a VPN and why you might want to use your own custom VPN. But just to quickly recap, let's assume that we have a typical structure like this one, and we have your phone or computer right here, and you're trying to go to a website, for example, google.com. When you send that request to the internet, hackers, your admin, internet service providers, and government agencies are going to be able to intercept this request and look at it. And even if HTTPS or HSTS is used, these guys can easily bypass this, as shown in my courses, and see much more than the domain names. They'll be able to see usernames, passwords, and pretty much anything that you do on the internet. Therefore, many people, to prevent this, they go ahead and use a VPN, or a virtual private tunnel. So this way, they're sending all of their traffic to this virtual private tunnel on the cloud first, and then their traffic goes to the target website or to whatever they want to do on the internet. As a result, because this is private, the data or the traffic that is sent in here is encrypted. For example, if you're trying to go to google.com, even if somebody intercepts the traffic, they're not going to be able to see the actual request because the data in here is going to be encrypted. As a result, this provides protection from man-in-the-middle attacks, gives us another layer of encryption, improving our privacy and anonymity, and also allows us to bypass censorship, because all of your traffic is going to a server on the cloud. This server can be in any other country, and when your traffic goes to the target website, this website only sees the country that the traffic is coming from. So if your cloud server in here is in the US, you will appear like you're coming from the US. So basically, the cloud server in here is hiding your identity and changing your location. And that's why a lot of people use VPNs to bypass censorship, to access websites that they're not allowed to access, or access content that they're not allowed to access, for example, on Netflix and other streaming services. Now, one very important thing you need to keep in mind in here is that you're routing all of your traffic to this cloud server that is running the VPN service. So you have to trust this VPN service provider, and you have to trust that they hopefully don't keep any logs. Most of them say that they don't, but there is no way for us to know 100% if they are keeping any logs or not, and there is no way for us to know how they implemented their VPN service. Therefore, many people prefer to run their own VPN service on their own server, because this way you will implement it yourself, you know exactly how it works, you'll do your best to make sure that it is as secure as possible, and you can make sure that it is not storing any logs. So if anybody manages to gain access to this server, whether it's a government agency or a hacker, they will not be able to see the history of your traffic because you are storing no logs on this computer. Now, even though you're going to be running your own VPN service on the cloud, it is still important to pick a cloud provider that you can trust. In this video, I'm going to use Hostinger. They are sponsoring this video, but they provide a great service and it is very easy to get started with them. You'll see that we're actually going to be up and running within minutes. And I'm going to show you how to get a further 10% discount on top of this discount. And like I said, on top of all of this, the VPN server that we're going to be installing is going to store no logs. Therefore, even if anybody manages to hack our cloud server or get access to it, they will not be able to see our history because basically our history is not being saved anyway. So you can do your own research and pick a cloud provider that you're happy with. But for this tutorial, I'm going to continue with using Hostinger. You can click on choose plan or simply scroll down to select a plan. You can see all of the different plans in here and the specifications of these computers, because these are basically virtual computers on the cloud that have their own CPU, their own RAM, their own storage, and so on. Now, as you can see, the KVM2 plan offers the best value for money in terms of savings and the specs that you get. So this would be the best plan to go for if you want the best performance, especially if you're going to have many VPN clients or connections. But in our case, for personal use, the KVM plan, the smallest plan right here, should be enough. So that's the one that I'm going to go for. So as you can see, we're getting -64% of a discount, and we can actually use a coupon code and put our own channel name, which is ZSecurity. And with that, we're going to get a further 10% discount. So the total discount is going to be -74%, which works out to be $449 per month to run your own fully dedicated private VPN. Now, the period is set to 24 months. I'm going to keep it at that. But if you want to change it, you can change it to a month or 12 months if you want. But you get the maximum amount of savings by keeping this at the highest period, which is 24 months. And if you scroll down in here, a very important option in here is the location. Because like I said, the location that you're going to specify in here is going to be the location of your server on the cloud. And as a result, this is the location that will appear to the websites and the services that you're going to be accessing. So if you want to access a service or a website that is available to a specific country, make sure you click the drop down in here and select that country. So let's assume that we want to go ahead and appear to be coming from the US in Boston. That's why we're going to select the server. And next, we're going to go ahead and select the operating system or the application that you want to be running on this computer on the cloud. So you can select any of these operating systems and they have more. You can select a panel. And in my case, I want to select an actual application. And I'm going to select Docker, because using Docker, we'll be able to install our VPN server in literally minutes. So basically, right now we are creating our VPN server on the cloud. It's called VPS, Virtual Private Server, and we want to install a VPN service on it. The service is called WireGuard. Like I said, it's really fast, very secure, great encryption. But installing WireGuard requires a lot of commands, a lot of configuration. But if we use Docker, we'll be able to use ready Docker container or a ready image, fully configured and ready to be used thanks to Docker. So first of all, we're going to be installing Docker, which is a platform that allows developers to package applications and dependencies into containers. And then we're going to be installing a container that comes in with our VPN server WireGuard, nicely configured and ready to be used. So that's why we're selecting Docker in here. We're going to click confirm. And I'm going to click continue to go ahead and create the server. If you don't have an account, make sure you register. All you have to do is put your email and a password. I already have an account, so I'm going to click on log in. You're going to have to fill in your billing address, but I've already done that, as you can see. We're going to click continue. And select a payment method. As you can see, many payment methods are supported. I'm going to go with PayPal. And perfect, payment has gone through. And before creating the actual server for us in here, it's asking us if we want to enable a malware scanner to protect our VPS from potential threats. Why not? We're going to click continue. We're going to keep it enabled. And now it's asking us to set a root password. This is the password for the user with the highest privileges on the system. So if you ever want to change anything that requires an administrator or a root password, this will be the password that you'll be using. Make sure you set a secure password. And you can add your SSH keys in here if you have any. If you don't, that's fine. We're going to continue. And finally, it's giving us a quick review of what we're doing in here. The server that we selected, the operating system and the host name. All of this is perfect. We're going to click finish setup. And you're going to want to give it a minute to go ahead and finish the setup for you. So I'm going to speed this bit up. And perfect. As you can see, the installation is complete. It's giving you the SSH command that you can use in order to remotely control that server through your terminal. But we're not going to need to do that. But you can do that if you know what you're doing. We can click on Manage VPS. And this will take us to our VPS. So from here, you can select the different VPS servers if you have different ones. This is the one that we are in at the moment, the one that we just created. You can see it's running Ubuntu 24.04. That's the operating system. It's got Docker installed. Like I said, this is the platform that allows us to install prepackaged applications. This is how you connect using SSH. It's giving you the command already. If you scroll down, you'll get more information about the location and the host name and the IP address. Now, we're not going to be connecting using the terminal, like I said, because we can simply click on the browser terminal in here and it'll open a new tab, allowing us to remotely control our VPS server. So you can use any Linux commands in here to control your server. So what we want to do right now is basically install our VPN server on this cloud server. And doing this is really, really easy, like I said, using Docker, using this repo right here, WG Easy. I will share its link in the resources, but you don't even have to clone this repo. If you scroll down, you'll see all the instructions of how to use it. As you can see, all we have to do is simply run this command to create a new Docker container with WireGuard installed on it. Now, as you can see, we can't run this command directly. There's a few variables that we need to change in here, such as your server IP and your password hash. So we're going to copy this and I'm going to open up a normal text editor and I'm simply going to paste it in here in my text editor. And the first thing that I'm actually going to modify before changing the IP is the language. So lang is short for language. And as you can see, it's set to DE, which means it's German. And we're going to change that to EN so that the web interface for WireGuard will be in English. The next thing that we're going to need to modify is the IP address. As you can see, it's telling us to put the server IP. So if we go back to our control panel in here and scroll down, you can see this is our IP. So I can copy it from here and go back to my text editor, remove this and paste it here. The last thing that we have to modify is the password for the WireGuard control panel. This is not a normal password in plain text. You actually have to use the password hash. And if we go back to their GitHub repo, they're actually explaining to you how to use all of this and explaining to you how to get the password hash. So we're going to open this in a new tab to see how to do this. And if we scroll down, as you can see, it's giving us the command that we should use. So this is the command that we're going to use to generate the password hash. We're going to copy it. I'm going to go back to my VPS terminal in here. I'm going to clear my screen. I'm going to paste the command. And I'm going to replace this with the actual password that I want to use. So I'm going to delete it. And make sure you use a very strong password, not like what I'm doing in here. So I'm sending it to 123ABC, 123ABC, just for demonstration purposes. I'm going to hit enter. It's going to take a second. And once it's done, as you can see, it's giving me the password hash in here. So I'm going to highlight it and copy it. And I'm going to go back to my text editor. We're going to remove all of this and we're going to paste the password. I'm going to make this bigger so you can see. And it's very important to make sure that you have a single quote at the start and at the end of the password hash. So now this is ready. And all I have to do is simply copy all of this. Go back here to my terminal, my cloud server terminal, and paste it here. We're going to hit enter. And as you can see, this command runs without any issues, without displaying any errors at all. And basically, this command has created a new Docker container for us called WG Easy that contains WireGuard along with a web interface to control it. So that basically means that we have successfully installed our VPS server with Docker, with our VPN server, which is WireGuard. So now we can basically go ahead and connect to it, but let me first show you the web interface for our server. So to access the web interface, we're basically going to need to use the IP of our cloud server. So I'm going to copy it and open it in a new tab, and we're going to put a colon followed by the port that the server runs on, and that port is 51821. Hit enter. And perfect. As you can see, we have the WireGuard login screen. It's asking us for the password. This is the password that we just created the hash for. So in my case, it was 123ABC, 123ABC. Hit enter to log in. And perfect, we're logged into WireGuard. We are ready to go. And simply to set up a new client so that we can connect to this VPN server, all we have to do is simply click on New, give that client a name. Let's just call it Test. Click Create. And that is it. This tunnel is ready to be used. If you have a phone, you can simply connect using a QR code, and I'll show you that in a minute. But if you have a computer, you're going to have to download the configuration file from here. So one click to download it, and we're just going to save it in my downloads. Perfect. I'm just going to click on Keep. And that's saved. So now the server is installed and we've already downloaded the configuration file. But for us, in order to connect to the server, we're going to have to install a VPN client on our computer or phone. And because we're using WireGuard, we need the WireGuard VPN client. I'm going to include the links to download the clients in the resources in the description. So as you can see, you can download clients for pretty much any operating system and phone. But we're going to do it for Windows first. So simply just going to click on download in here, save it in my downloads, and it'll take a second to download, very lightweight. Click in here to install it. That is it, downloaded. So now all we have to do is click on import to import a new tunnel. The tunnel is the configuration file that we downloaded in the previous step. This one in here, test.conf. I'm going to click on open, and that is ready to be used. So all I have to do is click on activate to activate this tunnel, to activate this connection in here, to hide my identity and protect my privacy and anonymity. Now, before I do that, just to show you that this is going to work. So we're going to go to this website, what's my IP address, and I'm simply going to refresh it just so that you see, and you can see this is my IP address. You can see that it's detecting that I am from Dublin in Ireland and my internet service provider is Virgin Media. All of this is correct and it's able to identify all of this information about myself. I'm also going to do a quick speed test in here just so that you can see, because like I said, WireGuard is really, really fast. It's a lot faster than other VPN servers like OpenVPN. So I'll show you a speed comparison between my direct normal connection versus the VPN connection. So as you can see, these are the statistics for my direct connection. We will compare it to my speed after connecting to a VPN. So let's go ahead to our VPN client, click activate to activate our connection, and perfect. As you can see, the connection is activated. So now I am using my server in the US, and any website that I access or service will think that I am coming from the US. Also, all of my data is going to be encrypted, protecting me from man-in-the-middle attacks, whether it's coming from hackers, government agencies, internet service provider, and so on. So let's verify this. Going back to what's my IP address, and we're going to refresh the page. And as you can see, it's telling us that we are coming from Boston in the United States, and our internet service provider is hosting our operations. So all of this information is not actually my information, as we seen earlier. My IP is different too. As you can see, this is protecting my identity and also can potentially allow me to access restricted content. Now let's go ahead and compare the speed. So I'm going to keep this open in this tab, and we're just going to go to a new tab. And let's run another test now. As you can see, the speed is really, really good considering the fact that there is a server between us and the target and that our data is being encrypted and protected. And also we'll be able to bypass censorship and we're using our own VPN server. Now, let me show you how easy it is to use this from a mobile phone. So like I said, going back to our control panel in here, connecting to a mobile phone is as simple as scanning this QR code. So all you have to do is simply download the app for your mobile phone, whether you use an Android or iOS. So I'm going to show you for iOS in my case in here. All you have to do is go to the App Store, search for the application WireGuard. Make sure you download the official one. This is the official one in here. Once downloaded, all you have to do is simply open it, click on Add Tunnel, click on Create from QR Code, and simply scan the QR code. It's going to ask you to give a name for this tunnel. Let's just call it Test. Hit Save. Allow it. Input your passcode. And that is it. We're ready to go. All I have to do is enable this toggle in here in order to connect to the VPN. But again, just to confirm this, let's go back to my web browser to what is my IP address. If we refresh the page, as you can see, I'm appearing to be coming from Dublin. And we have the information in here. Now, if I go back, enable the tunnel, and let's go back to this page and refresh it. And perfect. As you can see, my IP is being hidden. And my location is appearing to be in the United States, Boston.